Cabin, Beach Babies Childcare, southwest corner of Route 1, Pierce Highway, and Best Lane, a special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Can we all get sworn in first?
Yes, please.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Thank you.
You will, I'll raise your right hand and swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I will.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Freddie Botta. I'm with Moonlight Architecture, and I'm here on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Deborah and Tom Toner, who are the owners and operators of the Beach Baby Daycare Facility right here in Lewis. Mm-hmm. We're requesting a special use variance for a daycare facility, more specifically an after-school care facility for the children in the daycare facility. Ms. Toner's been operating this daycare facility out of here for over 10 years now. We've expanded the facility once, and we've just outgrown the facility, and we can't seem to meet the need inside the facility. And what we'd like to do is pull the school-age children out of the daycare facility and move them to the adjacent property, which is connected to Mr. and Mrs. Toner's property, mm-hmm. and operate the after-school facility. This is also better for the older age kids, because they don't want to be stuck in a daycare facility and telling people, whoa, you're in there with a bunch of little kiddies and stuff. It gives them a little more sense of, you know, maturity and age when they're in a daycare facility or a facility that's specific to school-age kids. Mm-hmm. So what happens is the kids will come here after school, let's say from kindergarten on up, the buses will drop them off and the kids will go right into this facility. With regard to the impact and why we're requesting this variance, or it's a hardship, as I mentioned, we're outgrowing what we need, but we don't feel that there's any significant impact on the adjacent community or the adjacent properties. Directly to the east of the property, it's a pump station for the sewer system for Sussex County. To the rear of the property is a stormwater management pond. To the north side of the property is the current daycare facility. And then to the south of the property, there is a real estate office. Mm-hmm. So it's surrounded by a commercial property. And as I mentioned, she's been operating this business for years now. It's been a success. It's been a very good facility. No little hoodlums running around, as early mentioned. Yeah, but that's the reasons why we're requesting this facility. Lastly, I'd like to say to you, as you can see from the photos that we've presented to you, we know this is a residential community, and we've tried to visually minimize the impact of this facility on the residential neighborhood, so it has a residential look. We're going with a vinyl siding, a brick wainscot, asphalt shingle roof, and it'll match the existing facility adjacent to it. And, you know, for those reasons, that's why we're requesting this variance.
Okay, so you're already there in your one building?
Yes, we are.
So you want to take the lot that's next to you and build this new, if it's for preschool children, is that whatever?
After school.
Or after school. Mm-hmm. So it's for them.
Yes. Okay. Debbie, ready? Say anything?
This is something that I know the kids will be real excited about. These bigger guys are looking forward to having their own space. We're going to call them Beach Buddies instead of Beach Babies. It'll be a great opportunity to provide a program just for the school age.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What will be the ages for that? I mean,
kindergarten is 5, and we serve 5 through 12 with our school age program.
5 through 12.
You say after school?
After school.
For how long?
Well, they come in the morning. They catch the bus there. They get breakfast before they go to school. Mm-hmm. So they're there anytime between 6:30 and 8:30, quarter of 9, and then in the afternoons between 2:30 and 6.
That's very nice. Okay. Okay, are there questions from members of the board? And Mr. Bourbon, do you have any?
No.
And Mr. Hudson?
Is the stormwater pond on the same property, or is it adjacent?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is it surrounded by fence?
Yes, it will be. If not, it is, though.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mills?
I have no question.
I have another question, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Rickards?
4,500 square feet, is that correct? Okay, you know you need four. for, and the employees, how many employees you're going to have?
With the after-school, 4 to 6.
How many?
4 to 6 employees with the school age
four
program.
To six employees, okay. Mm-hmm. So you need a parking space for each one of those.
Right.
You know that. And you can do that.
Yes.
Any parking
plus the four.
We have parking now, the existing parking, and then we'll have additional parking.
You'll have additional?
Yeah.
If you notice on the site plan, sir, we have an additional, in the plan, we're proposing an additional 13 spaces.
Here. Yep.
The state has approved this, too? Also, you have to get approval here first?
Once again, this is the first step in acquiring the land and getting our approvals and stuff like that.
Okay.
All right. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
No.
Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion we approve case number 10,927, as I don't believe it would substantially adversely affect the uses of neighboring adjacent properties, since they've already been in business and operating a daycare for younger children for a period of 10 years.
Okay. Have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,927. Mr. Rickards.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Your reason?
Yes.
Yes?
Okay. For some reason, it's stating.
Okay. And Mr. Mills?
I don't see where it will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties, and that's why I vote yay.
And I vote yes, also for the reasons that associated by Mr. Mills. Okay, by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,927 is approved.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good
appreciate
evening.
Appreciate it.